We do have rejected Hannah. Hannah, I gotta tell you that we're actually on Twitch right now. If you're not comfortable with that, we can go down. We only have we have one viewer and it's me. But we're trying something new. So
it's okay.
You let us know. We have a new format here, so we can watch videos, we can show you pictures, we can react to stuff.
I love that.
We're growing up, Hannah. As you can see, Tom Hardy has joined us. Oh no, he went away.
No, there's
how are you?
Love that. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good, man. Welcome back to the show. We missed you a lot. I have so many questions on so many things that you have put out in the world, like on purpose.
Okay.
And you need to answer for them. And we will get to them in due time, I promise. But Anna, like, first things first, man. Did I read correctly that you are not watching What If, that you're watching later?
Yeah, I wanted to binge it, so I plan on doing that this weekend.
You missed nothing.
I think that's fair. What are your expectations? Like, what have you gotten spoiled for you? What are you looking forward to? What are you not looking forward to?
I don't think that... The reason why I didn't watch it weekly is because I didn't think that it was going to be, like, super important going forward. So that's why I haven't really been, like, urgent to watch it. So I'm not really looking forward to it not being, like, you know, something that's going to move us forward in the MCU currently. But I'm excited because I think it looks fun, and I've heard from other people that it's fun. So
that's exactly where my brain was, too. Like, going into it, I was like, what is the point of, like, a non-canon thing? Like, I don't understand.
Right.
But now I guess that, like, parts of it are canon, right? So, like...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm interested for you to watch. I'm interested to read your Twitter as you watch.
I'm excited to watch it.
But you have watched Venom 2.
No, I'm seeing it tomorrow.
I'm going to put this Batman Edward Patterson.
I know.
There you go.
Oh my god, I have my Edward from Twilight candle burning right now.
Oh, it's Robert Patterson. I thought it was Edward Patterson.
Can I? Oh, it's Edward
Pattinson.
The vampire.
Yeah, Edward Cullen.
Edward Cullen, there it is. My wife has been on, like, a weird Twilight binge over the last month or so. It's been very uncomfortable. She just read the prequel or whatever the hell it is, or like the
one from Edward's perspective.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm, and Night Son.
It's a lot.
I love Twilight. So
yeah. I understand. You're not alone. I mean, you're definitely not alone. Okay, so what are your expectations about Venom? I'm sure you've gotten some stuff spoiled. There's no way to have stayed away.
Yeah, I know the post-credit scene, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I did that to myself, honestly, because I just wanted to know, and I know I couldn't watch it last weekend. So, oh well. But
yeah.
I'm excited because it sounds like they're leaning into the parts of the first movie that I actually enjoyed. Like the stupid, funny,
yes,
that kind of stuff.
It is stupid. I'll tell you that.
And I'm excited for that. I was hoping that that's what they would do because those were the best parts of the first movie. The first movie
was
just boring.
Like, honestly, it is like an hour and a half. Like, it's not a big watch.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be there for a long ass time. So, like, it's enough fun. I mean, like I was saying to Lou earlier when we were talking about the What If stuff, which, you know, we've talked about, is not like my favorite thing in the world, but it's like, even like all this Marvel stuff, man, like even the worst stuff is fine.
Right.
You know, like it's like getting the, it's like getting the last slice of turkey on Thanksgiving. It's like, okay, you know, who cares? What have you been watching? Where is your focus been?
Well, I just watched the first season of You. That, like,
ooh,
Netflix Lifetime
fun
show.
Yeah.
To fill my Dexter fix because I'm so excited for Dexter next month.
Naturally.
And I watched the first two episodes kind of a while ago, like, when the show first came out, and I didn't really like them all that much because I was, like, comparing them to Dexter. And I was like, it'll never be Dexter. And it isn't. It really isn't. But
nothing will.
No. Nothing touches those.
Nothing ever will be. But you, I quite like you a lot.
I really liked it. I really enjoyed the show. Yeah. I really enjoyed it after I gave it a second chance. I watched it all the way through, and I was like, you're not Dexter Morgan, but
no.
You're good enough for now.
And I will say, like, I, as a married man to a woman, find him to be a fairly attractive guy, more so than Dexter.
Yes. Oh, no, I disagree there.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Interesting. Yeah, I think he's more, my type. I like him.
Does he still sell the books?
I don't think so, Lou. I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything. Have you watched season two?
I'm 3 episodes into season 2, okay. And he is a book. He's still working with books in season 2. Mm-hmm. Just not at the same bookstore.
Yeah, Lou, you can't just be working at the same bookstore and murdering people in the basement all the time.
Guys, this is one of those shows where... Oh, no, you see my desktop here in the back.
Oh, man. Come on. What else you got? Let's read the folders. Taxes 2021.
No, get out of here. No, use one of those shows that I've seen twice, 3 episodes in.
Okay.
You know, you go like 1, 2, 3, and then you're like, I can't watch this anymore. And then you come back and you're like, let's try this again, 1, 2, 3, and then you're just like,
that's what I did.
That's actually how I was with Dexter.
It was the episode where they all go together as a family, where he's like, oh, let me just come with your family, and she's like, no, thank you, and he's like, no, let me just come anyway. It's really uncomfortable. That's the one I stopped on.
He's an uncomfortable guy. I gotta be honest, I really didn't like Dexter. I like, maybe it's because I know it's a bad opinion. I understand it's a bad opinion, and I don't I don't need to defend it. I know I'm wrong, and I accept this. But maybe it was like the what is that the meme with the surprise motherfucker? Like,
oh,
that can't be serious acting. Come on. That's
he's not as serious.
That's the same thing
character.
As Garbage Day from Silent Night, Deadly Night 14 or whatever the fuck it was. Like, that's the same level. We're talking Garbage Day and Surprise Motherfucker all in the same thing.
Let me defend that real quick. if you watch it in context to the show, and especially after you know the character, because it happens fairly late in season 1. Season 2. It happens in season 2.
Wow.
Or maybe not. But it happens fairly late in either season 1 or season 2.
Sure.
Like, you know Dokes by then. And that's very much, like, his character. And I feel like it's very deliberate that his character is kind of, like, a cliche of, like, hard-ass detective. So, there's my defense of that.
Fine. I'll give it to you. What other spooky season spookies have you been into? Have you done Squid Game? Have you done Midnight Mass?
Yes. I just finished Squid Game.
Okay.
No? I very much enjoyed it.
You guys, go ahead. I'm not going to watch it. I watched the first 15 minutes of it. I watched the first 15 minutes, guys. It's another one I was just like, I don't know if this is for me. But here it's really good, and I've read the articles, and basically everything's been spoiled for me. So, but I want to hear. I really want to understand and hear, like, from your guys' angle, like, why you liked it so much and why it was good.
Anna, you go first.
Okay, so the first 3 episodes, I wasn't sure because it kind of felt like Saw a little bit, and I don't like Saw. I hate the Saw movies; they're traumatizing to me. So I was a little nervous. But then once you kind of like hit the stride of after episode 3 and you know like what we're doing, I think that's really when the show like takes off and just like goes like fully like insane. And I loved every moment of it. I think episode 6 is like a masterpiece. I was blown away by that episode. Like, I was like bawling my eyes out in tears the entire fucking time because I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it just like it keeps you guessing the entire time. It's not predictable in any way. I love that.
No, it's not. I mean, everybody like, oh, did you see this hint? Or, oh, did you pick up on this like, clue? It's like, eat shit, dude. You didn't get it either.
You didn't either until you read it in an article.
Right. It's like, come on, dude. Come on. I got to say, we are, I don't know if you like our YouTube content, like watcher, like how much you intake from that community. But everybody's just doing like Squid Game stuff now just because of how many views they're going to get. And it's actually quite frustrating. Like, even like the new Rockstars people did a Squid Game thing.
Mm.
And it's like, come on. Like, you guys are good at what you do and we all love it. Like, anybody will go out of their way a lot of the time to watch like a new Rockstars video, I think, like about a Marvel movie or whatever. But you legitimately only put on a Squid Game thing because you know you're going to get 9 million views on it. And it's like, I understand you guys like you need to eat, but it's fucking annoying. I loved it, though. Did you watch Parasite?
Yes, I love Parasite.
Okay. So I think it was all the best things about Parasite in Squid Game.
Yeah.
It was like the cultural differences, which are super, like, noticeable. But like in an educational way, I thought like a way to kind of like ingrain yourself within the culture of like that Korean zeitgeist, right?
Yeah, because it's coming from, it's like not something that American Netflix made. It's something right. that it came from, you know, Korea yeah. actually with
and a it Korean felt that way.
And the like, entire Korean cast.
Exactly, and I don't know if you watched with like English subtitles or if you listened in English or however you did it. I like to watch it in
the original audio.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. And I think that's like super important, like in the way mm-hmm. we consume media, because like you don't, I listened to half an episode in English because I was making grilled cheese. Okay. And I couldn't read it. It was not going to happen. There was no way that was going to happen.
Me and my sister tried for like 10 minutes with the English stuff because she didn't want
it. I hated every second of it. And I don't mean to be like the guy. I don't mean to tell you how to like consume your media. Like if you want to go in and you want to watch
you're
it in English,
you're missing something though. Like especially with these beautiful performances. Like the performances are too good to be reduced to like, you know, a voice actor coming in a booth and just dubbing it. I'm sorry.
You can really hear it though. Like even if you mm-hmm. don't know what they're saying, you can feel it. Like those performances were legit. I only knew two of the actors, I think. One of them, I think they were both in Train to Busan, I think, if I'm mm-hmm. remembering correctly. But, like, that's, I mean, I don't know. I think South Korea has put out, like, maybe, like, three of the top five media pieces in, like, the last decade. Like, Train to Busan, Parasite, and Squid Game are, like, unbridled. Like, Train to Busan is probably... ever since like the original Dawn, Return of the Living, and whatever the other dead one is from Romero, right? Like Train to Busan is like the best zombie movie that exists.
I haven't seen it. I know of it and I know people in it, but I haven't seen it only because let me explain why. I zombied my I just hit my elbow on my table. I zombied myself out. myself out with The Last of Us and The Walking Dead. I did that so close together. And I had Train to Busan on my like watch list for spooky season. But now I feel like I've just consumed so much zombie content that I'm like, I kinda don't want to watch it now. Yeah.
You got it.
Wait, did you play The Last of Us?
I just played The Last of Us and The Last of Us 2 for the first time like a few months ago.
What did you think of The Last of Us 2?
Huh?
Are you a fan of The Last of Us 2? Like, where do you stand on... Because it's very controversial.
I love The Last of Us 2. Okay, I was very nervous going in with the controversy around it, because I remember I didn't play the games at the time, but I remember the uproar of Twitter.
Yeah, it wasn't spoiled for me at all, and there were so many videos that I wanted to watch people react to, and I was like, all right, it was in my backlog, and I kept pushing it. I was like, just play it because someone's gonna spoil it. And I like powered through. It took me 18 hours to beat, and the game's like 20 to 30 hours, and it impacted my life because of like how like forcefully I had to finish it. But it was really good. I think Ken would love watching like the cutscenes as just a video, because as
I really
storytelling aspect is great.
Yeah, I'm really bad at I'm not like a bad video game player, but like I'm not good at like those types of video games. I don't know why, and like it's frustrating to me because then like it's to play it on like rookie, you know, like I have to play it on like.
I actually did because I was like, I don't want to like. I just want to know the story. I played it on
Let
the
me
easiest mode.
This. I've never played a video game before I played The Last of Us, like other than like Mario Kart, big. Like that's it. And the only reason why I played the games is because Pedro was cast in the series, and I'm a huge fan of Pedro.
Yes, I'm going to ask you that next. Go on.
uh, So I played them because I was like, oh, this will just be something that like I'll do. It'll probably take me like a few months because I've never played a video game before. And I played it on easy, like the easiest mode for both of them. But I've never been like that impacted by like anything before. And they're like my favorite pieces of media, like ever. Like ranks above like any movie that I've seen. They're both like kind of everything to me. And I did not expect that going in at all. I didn't even know video games could like produce something like that.
That's like, I love them.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So I'd say it's really very cool. Worth it to do either play or watch the cutscenes because it's not a video game where it really is just kind of like a movie packaged in a video game. So if you watch just the cutscenes for both of them, you'll definitely get just as much, you know, out of playing them.
I mean, this is like interactive media at its apex here. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about the TV show really quick. Because I think the TV show will succeed if it's two seasons. If they chop it up, because there's two games. If they chop like season one up into like halfway through, I'm going to be really mad. Okay. But what do you think? Like Bella Ramsey, I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones. Bella Ramsey, obviously a big star. And then Pedro Pascal, who we know as like 20% of The Mandalorian. Only when he has to take his head off. The rest of the cast is going to be interesting too. But what are your thoughts around the TV show that's, I think, expected to come out next year?
I feel like I have such weird thoughts because I played the games because of the TV show. Just to kind of have maybe some like background information going in. But now I feel like I've kind of ruined the TV show for myself because at first I was just going to watch that. So I have no bias going into the TV show. But now since the games mean so much to me, I feel like I have like so much going in the TV show, like expectations wise. But I still think Pedro is like perfect casting for Joel. I get so upset when people disagree because they're like, he doesn't look like him. And I'm like, first of all, Pedro Pascal is one of the best. One of the best working actors right now. And two, he does look like him. If you put a picture of Joel and Pedro next to each other, they share a lot of similarities. It's a very weird complaint.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be perfect. I'm so excited to see him as Joel. And then also, I'm a huge fan of Bella Ramsey. And people always say this too. They're like, I don't see her as Ellie. And I'm like, how? She was like a brutal, like badass little kid in Game of Thrones, Lady Mormont. So it's like, how is that not translated over to Ellie? And she also has the room to grow into the role. She's only 17. So I'm like, why are we debating this as a bad thing?
Exactly.
Like, baby girl's got to age. A great girl.
She's got to grow. Mm-hmm. All right, Ken, you come back on in.
No. I'm trying to be convinced, you know?
Yeah. Ken, it's honestly worth like a YouTube, just the cutscenes, because both of those videos are like probably two and a half hours, and you can make your grilled cheese and stuff. It would be really good background. I think you'd be pulled into it because you'd be like, I can't believe this is a video game. At some point in this conversation, I want you guys to talk about the news today that the Agatha Harkness show is going like a spinoff from WandaVision. Can you hear about this?
Hear this.
All right. I'll pull this up from Variety. It was just announced today. Okay, title, WandaVision spinoff starring Catherine. Ken, you know what? This is why we got the computer screen right here.
Come on, Bruce, show it to me.
Let's pull it up on the old computer. Okay, so Agatha Harkness. If you're watching, if you're listening, we're on Twitch right now. But baby girl's a little slow right now. Nope, not part two, Agatha Harkness.
Oh, boy. The last of Agatha Harkness, part two.
Okay. WandaVision spinoff starring Katherine Hahn in the works at Disney.
Wow.
Exclusive. I mean, Variety. A WandaVision spinoff starring Katherine Hahn is in development at Disney Plus from Marvel Studios. Hahn would reprise the role of Agatha Harkness in the series, which is described by sources as a dark comedy. The exact plot details remain under wraps. WandaVision head writer Jackie Schaefer would serve as the writer and executive producer on the project. Is this a win or a loss here, guys?
Win-win. I mean, I love Agatha Harkness. I love Agatha Harkness, the character. But I love Katherine Hahn. Like, Katherine Hahn is, like, one of the best character actors in Hollywood. So, like, if you can give her more things to do, like, that's an easy win, I think, for me.
Hannah, were you a fan of WandaVision? I feel like you were, like, eh.
I loved WandaVision.
Okay.
I it's still like the thing that's made me cry the most this year, other than The Last of Us. watching something like TV or movies is the thing that's made me cry the most this year. But yeah, I loved WandaVision, and I think that I don't think Agatha is a great villain. I think Catherine Hahn gave a great performance.
Yeah.
I think that's where I stand with that, and that's unfortunately where I stand with a lot of MCU villains.
Well, guys, the villain is Wanda.
Well, that I guess that's the problem.
We're getting that in Doctor Strange too.
Yeah.
Like so many of these things, like so many of these villains, right, like are B tier because they lead like into an A tier, right? And the annoying thing is that there's like 50 B tiers and 2 A tiers. You know, yeah. Like, but I guess I get it because you need to like give the A some time to breathe, right? Like you need to make it. But I wish
there was like at least like 5 A tiers though. Like
yeah,
in
I
my
wish
mind,
we could do 2
only,
at
like,
once. That'd be cool.
Yeah, in my mind, the only like absolute A tiers in the MCU, like perfect villains, are one that's maybe not even canon, and then our most recent one, Wenwu, and also Kingpin from Daredevil. Those are my only ones that I'm like absolutely 100% like
that's
perfect.
Fascinating. I mean, Wenwu is like a perfect example of a good villain. Problem is, I don't know if I can consider him to be A tier because he never meets literally anybody else. You know what I mean? Like it impacts literally nobody other than Shang-Chi.
I think that's why I love it so much, because it's so personal. I feel like villains a lot of the time tend to like be like something spiraled from, you know, something else.
No, I guess what we'd need to do, Hannah, is we would need to define what an A villain is, right? Like, is it somebody that like, do they cross heroes? Like, because like Ronan the Accuser crossed heroes, but not in like a good way. Like it was just fucking useless, right? Like he was, who cares? Right? Like Loki, I think, is still probably the best MCU villain of all time.
Yeah, I have trouble calling him a villain now.
I know.
Because they've
done
so
like,
much redemptive work for him.
He's a nice guy.
But like,
you know,
Avengers and Loki.
Yeah.
Avengers and Thor, Loki. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But after that,
I mean, and Thanos honestly wasn't bad. I understand that like he gets a weird rap because like he was the guy and everybody, you know, likes to make fun of like the guy. But he was a fine villain, I thought.
Yeah. I think fine. That he, you know, I don't think the purpose of either of those movies are, you know, the Thanos show. So I think that's why he isn't one of my favorites, because I feel like those movies rely so hard on us leaning into like it's been 10 years of like being with these characters and it's time to actually have some stakes and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I do wish like we got like a Thanos, like I understand like Infinity War technically from like a thematic standpoint is like Thanos's movie, but like, wouldn't it be cool if there was like a reason why he was so fucking pissy and we got to see it? Like we understand that he like wants to like everybody died on his planet because they all thought he was a piece of shit. But like, like wouldn't it be cool if we got to see that? Like I understand. I also get like maybe we were supposed to see like we were supposed to read the comics or we were supposed to like, you know, everybody's supposed to know. But like it's fucking worldwide Marvel movie, big climactic thing. You can't rely on people reading the comics, I don't think. So, like, wouldn't you assume that they would, like, show us maybe why he was so angry?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Thanos is such a weird, like, kind of, like, conversation because he's built up for, I'm saying that in quotations because I have an opinion on it, built up for so long. But it's, like, we only saw him in, like, post-credit scenes and, like, we never really saw, like, anything that really was, you know, people who read the comics knew what kind of threat he was.
Sure.
But, like, after Thor Ragnarok and I saw that ship rise up, I was like, I know that's Thanos, but I don't really know what it means other than I know that we have Infinity War coming soon and that's it. Like, I didn't know that he was supposed to be like this like huge big bad. Like, I knew that we saw him in previous movies, but I didn't know that like he was supposed to be like the end all be all for this portion of the MCU.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So maybe he was scattered more throughout the movies.
But give us your opinion. Thanos take now though. Now I need to hear it.
That is my Thanos take. It was just that, like, I feel like he wasn't built up like everyone says that he was built up. I don't feel like showing him in a post-credit scene for a minute or, like, Guardians of the Galaxy for a second and, like, some name drops is building him up.
Right, right.
You know?
Hannah didn't like the fine, I'll do it myself. she didn't think that was good enough. Yeah.
Writing a strongly worded letter to Kevin Feige, you know.
Please do.
Well rejected, Hannah. That movie made me $3 billion, so I don't care what you have to say.
Basically.
And can you be mad at them? Honestly?
No. No.
There's so many ways I can go with this.
Here goes Paul Blart. Here goes Paul Blart on the mole cart.
Okay, which one was your favorite Paul Blart? One or two? Go, quick.
Probably one.
Yeah.
Because that was such a staple of my childhood.
Paul Blart 2. Paul Blart 2 is not canon.
No, it's not.
Not canon. Give me your best spooky season go-tos every year. Like, where do you... Oh, God. Where do you go? Oh, my God, he's a commie. I didn't know he was a commie.
I mean...
I mean, kind of all the best people are they? you know, all the smartest people.
Yes.
Give me your spookies. Where'd you go to?
Well, obviously, I love It Chapter 2 so much. So the It movies, I think, are very much staples. Scream, obviously. Okay. Yeah. I showed my sister.
Now, where do your screams stop? So, like, you start... Scream 1 is, like, unequivocally, like, one of the best horror movies of all time. We all understand that. Scream 2 is bad. Scream 3 is worse. And Scream 4 sucks. So, like, where do you go?
I kind of have love for all of them. Fair enough.
I mean, they're stupid but fun, right? Yeah. It's like Halloween H2O is, like...
Well, I've never been on the Halloween train, though. I'm still not on the Halloween train.
Hannah, you ever see Hopi Halloween? Hubie Halloween. You ever see Hubie Halloween?
Or Hubby, something like that.
I guess not then.
No, I've heard of it, and I know that it was Adam Sandler's revenge movie for not being nominated at the Oscars.
Should we leverage this the service that I'm paying for right now and all watch the trailer together?
Oh my gosh, yes, put up the trailer.
I think you should.
Can we please?
We're all gonna watch the trailer. I've never seen this
movie. I've never
even
seen the trailer.
While I get loaded, had a fun fact in the last podcast that we were trying to start. We had a friend, and we were talking about spooky season a year ago, and they brought up Hubie Halloween, and I thought it was Hubby. That's as far.
I've been calling it Hubby too.
Oh, all right, guys,
we're gonna watch
the
trailer. Hubie Halloween.
Well, hello, my ghouls and goblins.
Can you guys hear this?
Oh yeah, dude! I'm so excited. I'm gonna watch the Halloween tonight.
We're gonna make us nice. We're gonna make us a little smaller. Put us in the top right here. All right,
there we
let's
go.
See what
oh,
see what Hubie's got.
Fucking great! I'm gonna stand up and clap when Adam Sandler comes.
I know you got the costumes picked out for the frightful festivities.
Oh, not really, Quinn.
What the hell is that?
There he is, Kevin James.
I don't wish
and there is the boy.
Oh man.
Good guy,
Hubie Dubois.
Happy Madison.
Is nine in this town.
Hubie Dubois.
You can pass it out to the kids.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, the accent.
As a trained volunteer, I know what it's like when your spooky fun gets out of hand.
Oh, we can see the supermarket selling expired books. Janet at the library has not been herself lately. I heard a voice in the sewer.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize it. But...
Oh my God, Kenan Thompson.
It's pretty impressive how long he's been a loser.
Messing with Shubi Dubois.
The Salem tradition.
You gotta expect a scare here or there.
There's something off in this town.
Who is that?
That's your boy. That's your boy, Rob Schneider. No, not Rob Schneider. What's the other guy's name? The guy who plays.
What is that guy doing?
What's Lewis? What's the guy who plays the guy in the Brooklyn movie in the Brooklyn show? Wow, I am losing my mind.
Oh, Nucky Thompson. Nucky Thompson.
Yeah, Nucky.
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. That's Steve Buscemi.
He's wow, in this? Was,
oh, yeah. We took the long way around there, Hannah, but we got to Steve Buscemi's name.
He got pulled into the cornfield. That's him. No, not the pig guy.
Maya Randolph or Rudolph? Cannot cancel Halloween. Not in this town.
Is that Shaq?
Oh my god.
That is Shaq.
Oh, not Shaq. Oh my god.
Oh yes.
Is that Zendaya?
Stranger Things. Oh my lord. This may be the best movie of all time. Guys, look at this classic.
I need you to watch it.
I'm going to.
I need you to watch it. It's like, it wow. It was a joke. It's not a joke anymore. Okay? You must
I'm
watch
it. I'm going to need to. I agree.
You're going to enjoy it. You're going to have a grand time. I promise.
I probably will. That's the thing. I probably will.
It's too good. It's too good. Too good to leave off the hook, I'll tell you that. Oh my goodness. That was,
you guys
continue. That was incredible. Anyway, we were talking about Scream before Hubie came on the old screen there. Fine. You have an affinity for all of them. That makes sense. I get it. Not a Halloween fan. Friday the 13th, I imagine, falls in the Halloween bucket.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm very weird. I love horror movies, but also I don't at the same time because I'm a very paranoid person. So
I hear
I
you.
Scared.
I hear you.
I'm trying to get past that, and I have a list of horror movies that I've been too scared to watch for a long time that I've been trying to get through, and I've slowly but surely been doing it. So,
what's on the list?
Ooh, let me pull it up. Actually, I have it in my notes. Ooh. It's very serious.
All right.
Hannah, this is a popular question we asked some of the guests here. We had Rejected Leo on from Twitter.
I don't know if he's
Rejected Leo anymore or if he's just Leo Rydell. I think Rejected
he's
Leo,
Leo Rydell, Rydell now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or so Rejected Leo got arrested by the Twitter Gustapo, like the day we had him on the podcast. Well, he got thrown in jail.
Well, here's the funny thing about his @RejectedLeo. He thought that just meant suspended because my old account was suspended. So he thought that I did Rejected Hannah because I got suspended. So he's like, oh, I'm suspended, so I'm going to do it too. But that's hilarious. Didn't realize that it was actually because I love Ben Schwartz and his @on Twitter is Rejected Jokes. I told him that, he changed it.
do you know what happened? Like, how did he get arrested? Like, what happened here? I mean, he didn't actually get arrested. Let me be... You know,
you don't want to get sued for libel.
Twitter jail.
Yes, Twitter jail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know.
So we talked to him, and he was talking about his movies. And we said, what does your movie situation look like? Like, when do you like watching them? How do you watch them? Mm-hmm. Watch them on TV? Watch them on a laptop or so? So while you give us this list, let us know, like, what does that look like in your world, too? Like, are you a laptop in bed? Do you like watching it on the TV? Are you morning? Are you at night? Like, what does that look like?
Laptop in bed, usually at like an ungodly hour of the night, like 3 a.m. Yes. probably, because I stay up all night.
Because you're trying to recruit Edward Cullen as a vampire.
Yes.
Like, if I stay up late, he'll come to me.
Trying to recruit all the ghouls and goblins around that time. So I stand by watching movies on my laptop because I paid so much for my laptop, and I tell everyone this. I'm like, I paid $2,000 for this laptop. I'm gonna use it for everything.
Right? How do you know you have a? How do you know? How do you know you have an Apple computer without saying you have an Apple computer?
Yes. But the list that I have currently is 1 Hour Photo. I know that's not really a horror movie, but
people tell me. I hear it's great though.
Yes. So 1 Hour Photo. Gothica, I know that's probably not the best movie, but I want to watch it. Truth or Dare, that crappy 2018 one that I know is going to be bad, but I know it's still going to scare me.
Hannah, be better, Hannah.
Hellfest, Creep, 28 Days Later, and Saint Maud.
Can I Can I call a timeout? I'm not telling you how to live your life, because what the fuck do I know? I'm fucking crazy. Here's the thing. It is spooky season. It's spooky season. And if you are, if you've got 28 Days Later on your list, take it, pick it up by its little zombie hairs, right?
Okay.
Yank, and then drag it and drop it over there. And then I want you to reach into your bucket. I want you to pick up Train to Busan. I want you to move it over.
I'm going to. I promise.
You have
to. That is also on the list, but I didn't mention it because
28 Days Later is it's fine.
I want to watch it though because I've been scared to watch it for so long.
Oh. Speaking of scared, Rejected Hannah, have you ever seen Hereditary?
Hereditary scares the shit out of me.
I watched that movie on a small iPad across the room, fully lit on a Sunday, and I was still terrified.
Lewis has told me that he, like, in some of these conversations we've had, Hannah, Lewis has told me that he has considered photoshopping the woman in the corner of my
bedroom. The mom. Ken.
I told him that if he ever did, I would never be able to do this podcast again because I would always be looking over my shoulder.
Toni Collette is absolutely horrifying.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
Total snub for like award season and stuff. Like that was an actual, really, really, really legitimate performance that she
got.
Like,
she's banging her head on the attic door.
I love that shit. Like the creepiest shit. That is the creepiest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then she's got the worse.
Piano thing, and you're just like, I'm sitting like, oh my god, what is she doing? It's crazy.
It makes it even worse because Alex Wolff is on the other side of the door, like begging, pleading, like being like, mommy, 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 and like bawling his eyes out. I'm like, oh my god, this is awful.
I hate that.
Then he sees the naked guy, they're just standing there. He's like,
There's a lot of dick in that movie for like a
towards the end.
You ever think about how like I have a like a serious, and Hannah, I would love if you'd like to participate one day, you let me know. But I would love one day to make a like a small little horror film because it would be so much fun. And
oh my god, absolutely.
They're a lot of fun to watch, and like even the stupid ones are fun. And I imagine that like people have a ton of fun making them, but like Ari Aster is like this
sick man,
mind, sick fuck. Right? He's a fucking nut job, but he's got this mind, right? The creative statistic. Mind, right? And he's sitting there and he's going, I need 15 extras and I need them all willing to show me their dicks. And I need their dicks out
naked. No one can be hot. Everyone's got to be old and normal.
Oh, yeah. Also, make sure the extras are over 60. I'm not kidding. I need their cocks. I need them. Oh, my God. I just punched the
computer. Ken just whipped his out.
Jesus. Getting excited. Oh, and also, then they were like, we were talking about this earlier. I don't think anybody's trademarked it, but like this month on like the gay dating apps, should absolutely be called Cocktober. Am I correct or incorrect?
I mean, kind of a missed opportunity that it hasn't happened yet.
Thank you. That's exactly what I
did. But I mean, the logos would be crazy.
Right. It could be anything. You're right. Who knows?
I'm imagining a logo where there's just a pumpkin and a reference to the name. And the thing is shooting out of the pumpkin. And that's all you
graphic know. Design is my passion.
Just gonna make it after
we should tell 4 a.m. That girl on TikTok who does like the I graduated graphic design from a school and here's my updated whatever corporate logos. Okay, so you've got your list. Mm-hmm. What is your two questions? What is the scary movie that you tell people to watch? Like who are scared of scary movies, and they're like, what do I watch? What do you tell them?
Ooh, Oh, that's a question, actually. Hold on, wait. Let me take a look at my Letterboxd real quick. My Letterboxd faves.
I thought you said you were going to empty your Letterbox, and I was like, that's a lot, Hannah. That's a lot of information right now.
Yeah, it'd be a weird thing to do during a podcast. Probably something like a movie in the vein, like Ready or Not or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have, like, my sister, she hates horror movies. Like, she doesn't really give it a chance. So when I'm like, hey, let's watch a scary movie, I have to find something that's, like, kind of tame.
I like Ready or Blade, Not is one of the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Blade is probably good. I recommend Blade to a lot of people, actually.
Interesting.
That's something I watch with my family every spooky season. We do Blade and Blade 2 because Blade 2 is amazing. Yeah.
A scary movie for you guys? Are you guys like suspense, horror, like true horror, or like Disturbance, like Hereditary, or like Midsommar?
It's a good question. I'm interested in Hannah's answer, but I would even consider like Jurassic Park could be horror, depending on like where your head's at, right? Like where your feelings are on the movies, right? So I think it's pretty subjective, but Hannah, what do you think?
Well, me personally, I like stuff like Hereditary. I mean, The Killing of a Sacred Deer is my top 4 favorite movies of all time. I love the Killing of a Sacred Deer very dearly, even though that might not be really a horror movie, but it's more of a thriller, a dark comedy. But I love stuff like It Comes at Night too. Like, oh my god, It Comes at Night is so good. Like stuff where it's like you don't know. It's very slow and. I feel like I'm there, but also the far end of the spectrum, I have like movies like It Chapter 2 and like the campy stuff. Like, that's what I love. I love it, like campy horror movies also. Very much my ish. I mean, Scream, obviously. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, too. Somewhere in between there. I don't really love bad horror movies. I know like a lot of people have like a soft spot for movies like horror movies that are like awful, and they're like, it's so good because it's so bad, but I don't really like those, and I don't really like all the road kind of stuff either.
I am one of those guys. I think sometimes it depends. It has to be like a certain kind of bad, though. Like, it can't just be bad, you know? Like, it's got to be like a very particular bad, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Lou, how about you? I know you're like pretty new on like the horror thing. I know like Hereditary and Midsommar were like two of the first.
Like, I watched that the weekend.
What a way to start.
Well, we talked about it with Rejected Leo or Leo right
now. Leo said Hereditary was his favorite movie. So I was like, I gotta watch this now.
Really?
Wow. He did. Yeah. He said that. On record. Right here. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. That's, I think those things are cool.
Torture.
Like, one of the games I really want to play is their new Resident Evil. Like, I want to get into those. I don't know. I think, like, the horror community is, like, interesting because they all want to experience, like, the art and the emotional feeling of horror. Like, beauty is something that's totally different than, like, horror. Horror is more emotional, while beauty, I think, is more, like, subjective of, like, oh, this does not look nice. But there's something about horror that, like, really is, like, out there open in the open that everybody can interpret it on their own, which I think is kind of cool.
I feel like it's because you can, horror crosses over with so many other genres too. Like, I think what we do in the shadows is one of my favorite horror movies.
Do you watch the show also?
No, I keep meaning to get into it though. I have so many shows.
It is so good. I like it way better than the movie too. And I thought.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
What we do in the shadows is one of my favorite movies of all time. So. What we do in the shadows is one that's like so many movies that it's like horror movies that also cross into other genres. And I feel like that's why horror is so many people's favorite genre, because it is like so like accessible and broad.
Yeah. And so my second question, but the first one was what's your like suggestion for spooky folks who don't know how to be spooky? My second one is, what is a movie that you're still too afraid to watch?
Any of the Saws. I haven't seen a single one.
Really?
Yeah. And literally, when I was younger, I don't know why, it was just, I feel like I just grew up during the time of them getting big. So yeah. I'd go like to friends' houses and be like, let's watch Saw. And I'd see like my mom and dad watching them because they're big horror people. And I would freak out. And now I'm so, this might be TMI a little bit, but I'm so like traumatized by those movies. Not even having seen one. I have like, vivid dreams of being in Saw traps. Like, all the time. Oh, it's awful. I'm like,
oh, that's the word.
Go on. By those movies.
That's terrible. Oh my God. Yeah, no, yeah. The only reason I ever got into it was because I was once invited to a girl's house in high school and I had a crush on one of them and they wanted to watch Saw 4 and we watched Saw 4 and I sat next to her friend because I was too nervous to sit next to a girl I had a crush on. And then I ended up dating the friend for like 2 years. It was wild.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a mistake. We've all made errors.
What a story.
But I loved the ending of Saw 4, which is fucking bananas. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, that was nuts. It was nutso. I will say that they are not scary, like, even a little bit. They just are loud.
I don't like gore. That's the thing. I tweeted this the other day, and I got in some trouble for it because people took offense to me saying that I don't like gore.
Anna in Twitter jail.
All the time.
Hannah got canceled.
I almost did. I think like three people private quote tweeted it, so I know they're eating me up. It's not that I won't watch something if it has gore. Obviously, I played both the Last of Us games, and I've watched The Walking Dead. Like, it's not that kind of thing where it's like, oh, I won't watch it, or I'll like rate it lower or something like that. It's just if I see it, I'll definitely shield my eyes and try
and
not to.
And that would be most of the movie, so that's definitely fair, I suppose.
I just can't. I have a queasy stomach.
I hear you, man. I think they're like soap operas, though. Like, they're fun because they're so bonkers and insane.
I know the plot points of first and the second, and it seems cool. It seems cool. Yeah, I couldn't.
Starting in Saw 3 is when shit really gets off the rails, though. So, like, you know, maybe read up on that. If you just want to, I would suggest Hannah. I would suggest. If you're still nervous to watch them, but like you would like to like learn about the story, I would suggest the kill counts on Dead Meat, like the guy on YouTube who does that stuff. He does a nice job.
I've seen those videos.
Yeah, so he does a nice job.
Okay,
Ken, let's wrap up with Hannah about everything that's coming up. What are you most excited for?
What do you got?
We just found out that Eternals is going to be 7 days long, so we're reacting to that news today. But what are you looking forward to for the rest of this year, and you know, maybe a month or two into next year?
Oh man, everything.
All media, TV shows, movies.
I wonder why he included the first 2 months of next year. There's nothing that I can pinpoint that's having like a huge, you know, release date.
I'm very excited for Eternals. I just don't know how I'm going to like it more than Shang-Chi, because I love Shang-Chi more than I could have ever expected to. And Kevin Feige keeps saying that he thinks it's the best movie they've ever done, and it's going to be nominated for Best Picture.
Doesn't that make you feel, though, that like the movie sucks? Like, if he's got to say that, aren't you like, oh, this thing is going to fucking suck?
I feel like I would if he talked about his other movies like that. He never has. He's never
right, but doesn't that mean something? Like, I hear you.
I know. I feel like he's like hyped it so much that now I have so much expectations going in.
This movie makes me nervous. I'm very excited about it, but Eternals gives me the heebie-jeebies.
A little bit, yeah. But I'm
just nervous about it. I think it's got the potential to be like bad.
Maybe.
I disagree. I think it's going to be a good one. I wonder what he would say about like other good movies. Like, imagine a documentary 20 years from now with Kevin Feige, where he's like, Winter Soldier, you know, we tried really hard to tell a story in that movie. That was a good one. We tried harder than that one. That was our best movie yet. And then, like, for Endgame, he's like, I had no idea what the Russo brothers were doing. And the Russo brothers are like, we took inspiration from other time travel movies, and we kind of forgot a lot of points. But that raccoon was funny, huh?
Thor and Rocket were funny, right?
Yeah, they were.
I know I just asked you a question about like upcoming stuff, but I also have another question about is like Chris Evans creepy to everyone else, or is that just me? Like when you watch those like interview videos or like what he says about Scarlett Johansson, like are there red flags being raised here or not?
Yeah, there's some questionable shit that Jeremy Renner and Chris Evans has like contributed to.
Oh, Jeremy Renner's fucking weird as hell. Who knew? Nobody ever
forget. It's very weird. I'm like,
okay. I don't think they were good guys.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I don't know. Chris, I get like Chris gives me like very like big brother vibes. You know, like he's like a little bit too weird. Like maybe not big brother. Maybe like big brother's friend. Like.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like that's thank you. Yeah. But like I was about to call him UFner. What's the name? Jeremy Renner. Renner's just fucking weird dude. Like that we all know. There's no question about that.
100%.
Because we can all download the Jeremy Renner app so we can be social media friends.
That is so funny. Oh man. RIP the Jeremy Renner app.
The worst part is that like Hawkeye looks like it's actually going to be like watchable and good outside of Haley Steinfeld, who like we all knew that would be fine, but like the rest of it looks like it's going to be okay. And then
it looks like an Uncharted movie. It looks like what the Uncharted movie should be.
Oh, interesting.
Truthfully,
and it's a fucking Hallmark Christmas movie all at the same time. Like that's going to be awesome. And then I've seen some other stuff with him recently that's actually been kind of good. Like he's done a good job.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I wish he sucked.
Yeah, it'd be much easier to hate him.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm looking forward to Hawkeye too, though, because I love Christmas stuff, and I do think it looks super cute. Okay. And we may be getting Kingpin, and if we this is the thing, right? So I've had my reservations about No Way Home because I'm really putting all of my faith into Matt Murdock being there, and if we get Hawkeye is supposed to conclude right before No Way Home comes out. If Kingpin is in Hawkeye, then that's automatic confirmation that we have Matt. That's where I stand. And if we don't get Kingpin in Hawkeye, I'm definitely going to be very nervous walking into
No Way Home. So your assumption is that even if we were going to get Matt, he wouldn't be in No Way Home, he would be in Multiverse?
I'm just nervous because he keeps saying, no, I'm not in it. And I know that really doesn't mean anything because they all have to lie no matter what. But if we get Kingpin in the Hawkeye series, it would put me at ease a little bit to know that we're getting him in No Way Home for sure.
And the timeline kind of works out, right? Because I think like Hawkeye season, like midway through the first season is the release of No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so like potentially you could have the first couple episodes of Hawkeye establish Kingpin and his criminal organization, and then they can be a part of the zeitgeist, or canon, I guess is the real word, in No Way Home.
Or the power broker comes back.
Fuck you.
Poor Sharon Carter. Nobody cares about her.
Why did they do that to the poor woman? That's like it. Like that will go down in history as the literal worst thing that Marvel has ever done. I can guarantee you that.
Maybe one of the worst quests for sure.
Oh, sorry, Hannah. Let's wrap you up. You've been with us for a fucking hour. Holy moly! Let's give you the old wrap on mundo here. Plug everything you're doing. Where can people listen to you? Where can people find you? What are you working on? What are you excited about? Go.
You can find me at Cinemania World on the live show over there. We do them weekly, usually. And also, Robert Pattinson should be coming back soon because we have the Batman trailer this month. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's in like a week.
Very exciting.
Hello. and then the movie is also right around the corner, so obviously we have to cover that. Big news. And yeah, that should be it. Also follow me on Twitter because at Rejected Hannah, because I tweet.
You have to. She's got so many takes. Hannah, before we let you go, give me 60 seconds on Lamb.
Lamb? I know what it is, but I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it yet. But oh, I'm so excited to see it. I know I'm going to love it.
There's nothing I knew more in my heart that you would love to watch that movie. So that
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see that. Titan, so many.
Titan should be good, too. All right, Hannah, mm-hmm. we will have you back on after you have seen all of these wonderful things, including Venom 2, which is tomorrow, I think, for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What If, yes. which is over the weekend for you. We expect to see the takes flying out of the at Rejected Hannah account on Twitter, and I'm sure everybody will give you a follow there to learn more and listen in on the podcast. I can't say it.
Oh, boy.
Podcast. And the Cinemania World podcast as well, but Rejected Hannah and just regular old Hannah, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. We love having you on, and we will talk to you soon.
Alrighty, thank you for having me on. I always have so
We're
much fun.
Call her Accepted Hannah.
Accepted Hannah.
All right, Hannah, thanks for joining.
Hey,
thanks, Hannah.
Ken, that was fun. Gosh, that was a good one.
She's a treat, huh?
Let's get the watcher back up here, and then we can
give it the old
close
rap.
This one out. You don't like this Kingpin here?
I do like Kingpin. I'm not into the Spider-Verse as much as everybody is so far. Yeah. So I need to I just need
niche.
To get there.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much content already about Spider-Man in the comics, and I don't know. Like, there's just so many things that have already been established. So.
Yeah, and Spider-Man's like everybody's favorite, you know. Like
he's also the most powerful character in a lot of the comics. He wouldn't be a one-punch hero like Thor, or that evil Captain Marvel, but
that
you know,
bitch,
pretty close. Hey, now don't be mean to Brie, Larson.
Brie. We love you, Brie. You know,
in the future, we should watch a Brie Larson YouTube vlog to start things off. Maybe that's how we'll start off the next week's episode. But you'll also be in New York City, so we got to talk about potentially maybe doing some in-person one-on-one
stuff.
Maybe
we'll do a live cast.
I know. We'll sell some tickets. Sell
from the roof on the Arlo Nomad.
Yeah, I'll definitely bring – we'll definitely do some vlogging action maybe. We'll take some photos in the comic book stores. It should be a fun time.
Oh, that should be fun.
Anything you want to say to just me to wrap this thing up?
Lou, I love you. I got nothing special for you, man. I feel like I've hit it all. You know, just there's a lot coming out. I think we've made it through the slog. You know, like I think we all imagined that this point in the summer would maybe be like a little bit of like a, you know.
Yeah.
What If did a nice job of like carrying the water, you know? So it got us through, and now it's time for Eternals. It's time for No Way Home. We're getting excited.
Yeah, I think all in all, I would rather have had What If stay in the game, just consume this on a weekly basis than have nothing.
Oh, absolutely. They're doing a good job. They're keeping us all included, and we appreciate it.
Imagine what the new rock stars would be talking about. If we literally just went from Kang to Black Widow to Shang-Chi.
That would have been a lot. There would have been a lot of dead air on the old new rock stars.
Exactly. All right, man. This has been fun. To all the people that are watching on Twitch, the solid none of you, good night. And we'll see you around the next time. Oh, we got to close the podcast out, too. So
we got to close the podcast out. Folks, follow us on Twitter at MCU for Dummies. Follow Lewis at Lou Dallo, right? I believe.
Lewis Dallo. I'm still trying to get Lou. Just follow us at MCU for Dummies. You know, we'll be around. go give us some support there. Tell your wives, tell your husbands, tell your dog, tell your boyfriends, tell your girlfriends.
Tell them all. Follow us on Twitter. You know, like and subscribe on the old podcast machines. We're gonna be on Twitch. give us some questions. You got ideas. You got suggestions. You want to be a guest. You don't want another guest. Let us know what you got going on. We'd love to hear from you, and thanks for your support. Any listen means a lot. We signed a contract that any click on the podcast means $1,000 to your local soup kitchen. So you should click on what? It.
Ken, you can't be telling people lies.
No, I'm sorry. We will not be giving any money to your local soup kitchens. It's just kind of, it is what it is.
It's a hard one to back out of.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. You know,
just follow us around. We'll be back either next week or the week after that.
Always. Thank you for watching. We'll never go away. We'll never go away. We're exactly. Here. We are.
I'm gonna push the finish button.
We are the watcher. I am the watcher.
All right. Goodbye.
I have the hairline of